coming out of your speakers on 88 FM. A Great Heart special reworking with Jesse Clegg and Johnny Clegg on the track. And the perfect anthem for a weekend on the KZN North Coast. What's coming your way? We got rugby, we got Braai Fires going to be lit, no doubt. And if you are down on the scene at the Bidvest McCarthy Toyota dealership recently, well, you would have seen the Braai smoke hanging overhead and things getting lit in more ways than one with a launch event of note. If you missed it, you missed out, but we're going to be giving you a little bit of the flavor right here on Radio Life and Style. Literal flavor. If I sound like I've got a bull tongue in my mouth, it's because I do. We've got Wazza is in the house. Wazza himself, Warwick Taylor. Welcome to Radio Life and Style, my friend. Great to have you back on the mic for a quick catch-up. How you doing?
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, good to be here, man.
And, of course...
I brought you bull tongue. The radio station's got some bull tongue flavor.
Mm.
These guys on my left here, I believe they bought a Hilux. It's in the car park outside.
Yeah, I'm going to go check out in a second. Of course, our friends from Bidvest, McCarthy, Toyota, Belito. We've got Donovan Chisholm and Nadim Karim in the studio with us. Don, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, man. Always good, you know?
Hey, Nadim, yeah. How you, my friend?
All good.
Well, guys, I'm keen to give the Belito listening public the recap if they weren't able to make it through to the big launch event. The new Hilux landed in Belito officially, and it was a sizzling day at the dealership. Literally sizzling, because was bright tongs in hand, fire lit. What was the vibe like from your perspective, Nadim, and what was the customer feedback like on the day?
Oh, it was amazing. We had a huge turnout. Firstly, I just want to thank everyone that came to our dealership, test drove our Hilux. It was great. We have had great sales over the last month, especially in the double cab. So thank you to all our local community for supporting us.
You're going to be seeing a lot of them on the roads.
Yeah, we definitely are.
That's so cool. And Don, obviously this has been one that Hilux lovers have been holding on for, waiting for. The new, what generation are we at now?
Nine.
The ninth generation Hilux.
Yeah, man.
Yo, and it's not just a facelift, hey? I mean, there's some serious tech and
yeah, I mean, you can call it what you want, facelift. It's like us, like myself and Wazza, you know, we've kept the good old stuff here that's matured and works really well.
But
and
ain't broke.
The young Prince of Egypt here, and you know, together we make a good bra pack. And ultimately, that's exactly what they've done. They've just, you know, they've stuck with what works. I know everybody out there is like wanting a big wide body and they want big motor and so forth. You know, that sounds nice and everything, but functionally, some people still want to tow 3 tons a day,
yeah.
Take their minis up to Joburg, and then still be able to look good, put your surfboard on, and so forth. And that's what they've done. They've kept the good, you know, the guts, the motor, the body. They've changed, and then all the tech and the ride comfort. That's a big one.
Yeah,
so, big
man.
Difference. Yeah.
And if you missed out and you're now feeling kind of green with envy, don't worry, there's always opportunity for you to pop in and inquire and book a test drive of the new ninth edition of this wonderful Hilux. Now, Wazza, you are, you know, like a iconic
legend.
Belito legend. The Hilux is an iconic Toyota legend. So it makes sense that these things go together. Your impression, you're an off-road man. You've been on more than a few adventures. Looking at this new set of wheels, the new capabilities, the new Hilux, did it get your stamp of approval?
Yeah, Mark. Firstly, well done to these guys on my left here and the rest of their team. They put a fantastic morning on at the dealership. It was a lot of fun, and yes, I'm proudly Toyota driver, and whilst I know very little about motor cars, I do know that it's the best thing you could do is drive a Toyota. And just on a serious note, and Toyota, to me, this is my opinion, they change the look of their models very seldomly,
yeah.
And I believe that plays a big part into the resale value of your heart holds its value. And I've even done it with one of my Hiluxes. I sold it for more. I had it for 10 years. I drove it for 150,000 Ks and I sold it for more than I bought it for.
Hey,
that's never heard of. And I believe that's only Toyota. So this new change, now it's big, but it'll be like that if I know Toyota, it'll be like that for many, many years. And
yeah.
They will hold their value, which I think is an advantage over over any other car manufacturer these days.
This is one of the big factors that you weigh up when you're looking at going for a new vehicle. And that is, you know, one of the benefits of a brand that has been so long a part of the motoring fabric of South Africa. There's lots of new entrants in the market in the last couple of years. We know that. But when you're looking for something that is like a blue chip, you know, solid investment and with a pedigree and the not just you know, great excitement around a new model, but it's the after sales service, it's the backup support, it's all the ways you can customize it and accessorize it, and of course it's the great service that you get from our local team here at Bidvest, McCarthy, Toyota, Bolito, and they really do treat you like family when you're part of the yeah, the family. Team, so to speak. the good vibes continue. I mean, it's great to have a day where you really light it up, but every day there's excitement, and when you see a customer getting that set of keys and beaming with joy, that's got to make it all worth the while. Hey, well, the grind in the background, am I right, Nadim?
Yeah, 100%.
And right now, for those who are looking to maybe pop through this weekend and have a look-see, anything in particular that they should be keeping their eyes peeled? Obviously, Hilux is front of mind, but there's a whole bunch of other great options, recently launched new models that are also going to be winking at you on the showroom floor. Don? Hey?
Yeah, so I suggest once you've gone and bought your brow packs from Wars and Meats on Friday, then you head over and come have a look on Saturday for... I strongly suggest anybody that's in the market for a good SUV to come and have a look at the RAV. The RAV is, since the launch, I think I've sold about 5 of those, maybe 6. It's an outstanding drive. It's really, you know, and some of the people that didn't expect that they were going to buy have bought. So it's something really to come and do. A test drive in a 2.5 hybrid. Magic, yeah. So, yeah, wild. come through before the rugger and let's go for a spin.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. Speaking of rugby, predictions for this weekend. Wazza, do you want to hazard a final number there?
Box by 21.
Yo, I like that. I like the optimism on that front.
I just want to see a clothesline from Jasper Visa.
and
I don't have to say on who.
Well, yeah, we'll keep it tidy. But your top pick right now for a bit of a braai accompaniment. Obviously, if you've got a Toyota parked out front, that's number one. But then what are you recommending from the butchery for the weekend, Waz?
Yeah, so pick up your Toyota. They've all got designed very well. Plenty of space for a Waza cooler box in the back full of Waza meat. But yeah, all our meat's very special. We're a braai nation. But this weekend, I reckon the best thing you could do is a staan rib or a lamb braai rib for a Soties. And you stand that up next to a good wood fire and slow roast it for like three to four hours, turning it every like 20, 25 minutes. Staan rib, probably the, along with the neck, probably the tastiest part of that whole lamb. Mm. And pick it up from Wazza's, they're $169 a kilo. And that will give you a very, very satisfactory braai after the before or after the Springboks make us happy.
Whatever the result, your tummy is going to be sorted. And I think we need to nominate someone from the dealership to be turning one of those for 3 hours. Nadim, are you up for the challenge?
More than happy.
There we go. It's a settled.
There won't be short of volunteers there.
You're hearing it here on Radio Life. And so I like that prediction, Waz. We'll have to touch base after the match and see if it came to pass. Regardless, it's going to be cooking at the dealership. Go and get your pre-match on, your eye full of motoring awesomeness, and just parked right at the entrance to the Lifestyle Center Bolito. You know, you can't miss it. The Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito banner flying high. And my special guests in the studio with me, Nadim Karim, Donovan Chisholm from Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, and of course, Wazza himself, Warwick Taylor. Wazza, there you go. I'm creating a new name for you.
I've been called Wazza.
Was thanks for the biltong, man.
Pleasure.
I'm gonna
enjoy that.
This won't make it to the weekend, but I'll
luckily you got a Wazza meat right next to you.
There you go.
Anyway, that comes from.
Until next time, guys. I'll be seeing you. I mean, I'm really loving the coffee shop in the dealership at the moment.
Yeah, man. It's been really popular. We actually got quite a lot of regulars that just come in and just sit to have coffee, have meetings. Just now, maybe you need to put some biltong there too.
That's an idea. Planting the seed and bringing you back to the music. Here's another legend, just like a Hilux. Simple Mind saying, "Don't you forget about me, baby."